This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
North Carolina to earn its fourth NCAA men's basketball championship. Congratulations to them. It was a close, tight game, but in the end, 32-69, woohoo, made the difference. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, as always, the skipper of this ship. We live in choppy water times, don't we? I just got back from Florida, so excuse any of the water analogies. I was surrounded by water the entire time. I saw a couple of cruise ships go out of the Tampa port. I saw some freighters go out of the Tampa port too as well, and I saw a lot of people enjoying the sunshine. And luckily for me, I was able to get out of the Tampa International Airport, unlike so many others who were trapped. There were hundreds and hundreds of flights across Florida that were canceled because of weather, and then there was a Southwest screw-up, a technology screw-up, and weather that hurt them, so people were still trying to get back to wherever it is they were from by Monday. It took that long, sometimes a day, maybe a little bit longer, because what happens is when you get bumped, other people are getting bumped, and then everybody is trying desperately to figure out a way to get on another plane or airline if they have to get back to wherever it is. All right, getting back to the business of just enjoying life is what the Ukrainian president wishes for his people, but that wish is not being answered. If anything, the world is seeing more atrocities that are being committed, seeing some of the photographs that are coming out of people buried with a hand sticking out of a pile and just images that are atrocious. So now there are certainly calls for having Putin go on trial for war crimes, but there is nowhere in any book that that is happening anytime soon. And when we look at this town on the outskirts of Kyiv, the buildings and the yards had just been strewn with bodies. I mean, it's people, civilians. They were killed, though, at close range. So they were obviously walked up to and murdered, you know, killed that way. There was burned bodies that were left out in the open. There was bodies that were half buried. So this is called, with these grim images, this has led to calls for tougher sanctions against Russia, cutting off fuel imports from Russia. Germany and France expelled dozens of Russian diplomats, suggesting they were spies. Our president, Joe Biden, is saying Vladimir Putin should be tried for war crimes, but so are some others. He's saying this was a quote from President Joe, this guy is brutal. What's happening in Bucha is outrageous. Bucha is outrageous. He was referring to that town that's northwest of the capital that was the scene of some of these atrocities, right? Because you can tell the way the bodies are, how they were killed. And Ukrainian President Zelensky left the capital for his first reported trip, anyway, since the war began 6 weeks ago, to go and see what he called the genocide and war crimes in that town. And he does a nightly video address, and he pledged that the Ukraine would work with the European Union and the International Criminal Court to identify Russian fighters involved in killing those people. And another thing he said is there's going to be a time when every Russian will learn the whole truth about who among their fellow citizens killed, who gave orders, who turned a blind eye to the murders. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, what do you think he said? What do you think is the picture he painted? He said the scenes outside of Kyiv were stage-managed anti-Russian provocation. He said the images contain signs of video forgery and various fakes. Russia has similarly, of course, rejected allegations of atrocities as fabrications on the Ukraine's part. I don't think so. Bodies of five men, their hands bound, found in the basement of a children's sanatorium where civilians were tortured and killed? I don't think so. You got journalists, the ones that are dodging bullets themselves. You got journalists that are there that took every video, every photograph that they could possibly get and showed the bodies as they were in stairwells, six burned together, six or many of them shot at close range, shot in the head. I won't go on and on, but you understand what's happening here. You understand. And you, the people that are in some of these areas and couldn't get out are talking about grieving for their fellow Ukrainians and to end the madness, to stop this. But on the other side of what's happening with the people there, 1,500 were evacuated Monday from that devastated port city of Mariupol in the south, and they were using up the number of private cars or trucks or anything they could possibly use to get the people out. There was a Red Cross convoy of buses that had been stopped for days on end to deliver supplies and evacuate people. They were, again, unable to get into the city. You have European leaders and the United Nations human rights chief joining the Ukrainians and condemning the bloodshed that was exposed after Russian troops withdrew from that area around Kyiv. So that's where we're at with the situation in the Ukraine. The situation in the United States, coming off of a weekend where you might have had to fill up for gas, talk about a wicked right turn, right? The gas prices are starting to flow in the opposite direction. So while we paid less than $3 this time last year, the high water marks are starting to really come down. Part of that is because of the oil that was released, the, you know, strategically a million barrels a day, and that's easing the problems that we were having at the pumps. So that's the good news for the reality of so many people who have no choice but to drive XYZ places. And even if they carpool, even if they try to do some other things, they're really caught in the middle of this, that's for sure. Nobody wants to pull up and pay some of the outrageous prices that we were paying for gas. So that's easing. And I think that will continue to get better and better and better and better. And that when we talk about what unites us or what is the common denominator, when you pull up at the pump and you fill up, nobody wants to pay a crazy amount. None of us, right? And especially this time of year, it's tax season. People are complaining about their taxes. People are wondering if they'll get a refund or they owe. And if they owe, they're trying to figure out how to scrape together enough to pay for whatever they owe on the taxes. I don't know anybody who likes the three dreaded letters. You know what they are? IRS. All right, we're taking you for a great conversation with an interesting woman, speaking of escaping atrocities. Coming up next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today. Pleasure to have a conversation with Eddie Elbott. Her book is called When Evil Cries, and we're joined by her from Australia, and her story is so incredible. We could talk to her forever. We have 11 minutes, but there's so much that has happened in her life, and this book is fascinating too. So Eddie, thanks so much for coming on the show.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
So let's talk about, first of all, what a brave family, the courage your family must have showed. You're the youngest of seven children, and you left France, your family left France to go to Morocco because of the Nazis. Tell us about that story.
Okay. So I was born in France, in Lyon. We were three born in Lyon, close to Lyon. Saint-Jean is 4 kilometers from Lyon. Two were born in Saint-Étienne, and one was born in Le Havre, and the oldest of all of us, a boy, was born in Morocco. The story of my parents is very interesting as well, because they divorced and they married again, and it is a very interesting story. But in 1941, my oldest brother was here with friends in a seminar of communism. And he was detained because at that time, most of people thought that communism was the salvation of the world. So he was detained by collaborators of the Nazi police, and he was taken to the police station. At the police station, the commander, the main guy of the police, asked him, oh, you are Jewish. So my brother said, no, I'm not Jewish. So what are you? I am Israelite. What is that? What is the difference? Oh, because Jews in your mouth is pejorative. So the guy said, you know who you are talking to? You cannot. Anyway, the guy let him go out, And when my brother was out of the police station, a guy approached him and whispered, "Don't go home. Leave France tonight." So my brother went to a friend of my father, and he didn't go home. He called the friend of my father. My father called the friend of my father called my father, who went to another police station that he knew were not collaborating with the Nazis, and he got the passport for my brother to leave France that night. And my brother left France that night to Morocco, where he was born. Very wow. Shortly after, my father decided we have to leave. We have to leave France. So he sold the house for very nearly nothing, and we left to Morocco. So in Morocco, we were for 3 years. Until the surrender of the German. Then we came back in August in an American troop fortress. And I am very grateful until today for that. There was the Navy guy that was on the plane took me from my father's arms and put me inside, and I sat close to the cockpit. My sister was very sick. She was inside the cockpit being cared for. And I was close to the cockpit, and the guy, the Navy, was sitting close to the door. So it was a long bench where everybody was sitting. From childhood, I was very curious, always very curious. And I was running away from home to explore the world.
Yeah, so, I like it. And that's what you've done here with the book. So people are listening and they want to know about your book. Eddie, tell us about When Evil Cries. Tell us what the book's about.
Okay. So why did I write that book? First of all, because I treated nearly 1,000 people, from children, teenagers, adults, groups, families, and I treated addiction, domestic violence, trauma, war trauma. I treated all kinds. I became specialized in post-traumatic stress disorder. And I wanted to help the families to have a better parenting, because through my experience, my life experience, I understood that it is important for a child to have a good parenting, to have a normal life. If not, they become traumatized. It can be only with the rivalry. If a child is treated better than his brother, the brother will be jealous and will grow with resentment. So I wanted to have a story that shows the good parenting versus poor parenting and the consequences for the children.
What do you hope, Eddie, that people take away from reading your book, When Evil Cries?
Exactly. So I hope that they will understand that treating their children in a loving, caring, respectful, and inclusiveness, because a lot of people that love their children, they don't want their children to do anything. They want to do everything for their children. They want to give everything to their children. Is not the way. Is to make the child participate of the life of the family, of the duties, of the celebrations. To participate. When you participate and you contribute, you become more confident. You feel that you are belonging.
Excellent.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
That's what I want. The the parents to understand. Mm-hmm. And also, I want to make a podcast or broadcasting, you know, to put on online.
Yeah.
1 minute, 2 minutes, or 15 minutes, and incenting people to listen to what I'm saying.
Right.
I am all the time on Facebook, and I put a lot of comments.
And that's very good. That's why we want to tell people they should get your book, When Evil Cries. Eddie Elbott, thanks so much for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
What an interesting life she's led. She's got a website where you can go, and it's Author Eddie Elbott. It's E-T-I-E-L-B-O-T. .wordpress.com, and you can find her there. And it is fascinating. You know, with her family, she talked about boarding a ship from France to Israel in late 1948. And then her husband, eventually, when she's married, her husband and she took their daughter from Israel to Brazil in the late 50s. And she really has had a fascinating life and speaks several languages, like French, Portuguese, Spanish, English, etc. So clearly she's talented. But that story and thinking of what happened with her family really makes you think, I think, of what happened in that horrific situation, but also as we see what's going on in the Ukraine, too, as well. So much more coming up here on the show and throughout the week, too. You know, we're going to take a look at bringing back even the ba-dum-bump moments. You know what the ba-dum-bump moments are. I think we need humor, right? So bringing back some humor one-liners, right, that we can mix in. If you have a good ba-dum-bump joke, a rim shot, as I call it, send it to me. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. It is just that easy. Coming up, we're going to have a man cave, and plus, it is all about the facts, just the facts as I know them to be true. I know this to be true. Hats off once again to Kansas. They knocked off North Carolina for the championship in men's college basketball, 72-69. Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
America's ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, says she will seek to have Russia removed from the UN Human Rights Council. She's called the Kremlin's participation in that body a farce during a press conference in Bucharest. Thomas Greenfield says she will bring the matter before the council on Wednesday as soon as she returns to New York. Her move comes as the world decried the reports of mass killings in Ukraine a war crime. Images from Bucha showed mass graves, some of them shallow, with bodies strewn in the streets. The Kremlin dismissed the allegations as Ukrainian subterfuge but Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called it something different.
This is a war crime, he said, and it will be recognized by the world as genocide.
The translation by NBC News. The major indexes gained on Wall Street Monday. This is USA Radio News. Jury selection has begun for the shooter in the worst school shooting in American history. Nicholas Cruz pleaded guilty to being the gunman in the shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida in 2018. 17 were killed in that incident. Cruz entered his plea last October. The jury will decide whether he will be put to death or sent to prison for life without parole. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam says she will not seek a second five-year term. Her successor will be picked next month. Lam's term has been marked by protests calling for her resignation, a security crackdown on dissent, and a COVID wave that has overwhelmed the health system. Tesla CEO Elon Musk is now Twitter's largest shareholder. He bought more than 73 million shares at a cost of $2.9 billion. The Kansas Jayhawks mounted a historic comeback to beat the North Carolina Tar Heels 72-69 to claim their fourth national men's college basketball championship. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Just the facts, ma'am.
Finally, you asked for it, begged for it, and wanted it. It's just another serving of just the facts. Well, as I know them to be true, or I believe them to be true. Let me put that qualifier out there. How about this? I just learned that eating two servings a week of one fatty fruit, yes, one fatty fruit, can reduce the risk of a heart attack. You know, we hear all these things about drink this, don't drink this, don't eat that, as far as your cardiovascular health is concerned. So apparently eating avocados does reduce the risk of heart attacks in men and women, including when eaten in place of, this makes sense, right? Butter, cheese, or processed meats. It's the nitrates in the processed meats that's so bad. So this new study came out, and this new study is from the World Health Organization. And in the United States, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say heart disease takes a life every 36 seconds. You probably heard that, or maybe you didn't, so I just taught you something, right? 36 seconds. Cardiovascular disease is a leading killer worldwide. We know that. So if you eat at least two servings of avocado a week, it apparently reduces the risk of having a heart attack by 21% compared to avoiding or rarely eating avocados. I know a lot of people who don't like avocados. I think avocados are polarizing. You heard it here first. Just the facts in my world. People either love avocados or they hate them. They don't like the feel of avocados. Personally, I like avocados, and I have found some creative ways to eat them. Avocado toast is pretty popular right now, so I don't know. Maybe there is something to this, I'm just saying. All right, this is a fact, and it is just the facts. America's oldest national park ranger retired. Do you want to know how old that park ranger was? I love this story. 100 years old. Betty Reed Soskin was the oldest active ranger and just retired a few months after celebrating her 100th birthday. She spent a decade working at the Rosie the Riveter World War II Home Front National Historical Park after
joining the service full time in 2011. The park is in Richmond, California. And the whole idea there is at that park, they highlight the work and experiences of American civilians on the World War II home front. How cool is that? So she did like public programs with visitors. She shared her personal experiences of World War II. She was apparently very popular because guess what? She lived it. I mean, what a calling that is to be with the Park Service and sharing your stories in her 80s. You know, I mean, look, at one point she was even selected to introduce President Obama at the White House tree lighting ceremony in 2015, when finally I think people realized who she was and what she was doing and, you know, what she did in her life. She founded one of the first black-owned music stores, Reed's Records, with her husband. She worked as an office worker, a political staffer. I guess she had all kinds of really interesting jobs, but she really cherished being this park ranger to 100. Oh, she deserves lots of cakes. She should get a cake a week for what she's done. I love that story. That is just the fact. She really was 100 years old. Incredible. I wish I had gone and I had seen her and had been able to listen to what she had to say. And now I've put that on my radar that, hey, that might be some place that I want to stop, that I want to see, but I won't get to see her, sadly. But many people did. So I think that is very, very cool. I happened to see this today when I was flipping through a couple of different things. Machu Picchu has been called, I guess, the wrong name for, guess what, 100 years. There's kind of a theme here. So I had no idea. There was something that just was published in this journal of Andean studies. And what they looked at is, you know, it's one of the most famous archaeological sites in the world, but it's not the right name. The Incas who built this city, they say, likely called it Huayna Picchu. And that translates to new or young, while Picchu means mountain peak in that language. So the Incan settlement was believed to have been built like around 1420, and it was an estate for royal Incas living in Cusco, the capital of the Incan Empire. And this is all coming out from the University of Illinois at Chicago. I don't know. I find that fascinating because if you find a document and if you know that it's the wrong name and everybody knows, oh, Machu Picchu, Machu Picchu, I can't, they're not going to change the name. I mean, doesn't that seem unlikely? Just the facts, even if the facts are wrong. In this case, I think Machu Picchu has been published in hundreds, probably thousands of books, articles, etc. I cannot believe that the Peruvian people would change it. I don't think they're going to change it. They may add an addition to it, you know, say, oh, by the way, this is its broadly known name, but I don't think they're going to change it. However, the facts are that it was incorrect. It wasn't Machu Picchu, because all that research unearthed what really the Incan language was and what they were calling it. So isn't that fascinating? But it just caught on, and that's what was being used. So, of course, that's what we know it as. And I can't imagine why you would change that. All right, this is a fact. Amazon workers, you know, a lot of them have been complaining about conditions, pay, that kind of thing. The workers at a New York warehouse voted to form the company's first U.S. union. You know, it's tough to make that happen. And I think there's a lot of blowback to that, but it happened. So they voted, and then this is, what, 27 years of Amazon? And it was, of course, an election that was heavily watched. And this was workers at a Staten Island facility. They voted in favor of forming a union with a newly established organization called Amazon Labor Union, ALU. And there were 2,654 votes in favor of unionizing. Check this out, 2,131 votes against it by the end of the second and final day of public voting, which they counted on Friday. So they, you know, there's objections that could be filed, but it's unlikely that that's going to happen. And it's one of those things. It's the yin and the yang of being in a union, which there's a lot of frustrations with, and with the treatment of workers, how the workers feel, especially with the pandemic. And I think it was motivated by that. It was motivated by a lot of national attention on that fact. And this was what the move was made, is, okay, there was going to be a push for a union, and they got to vote, and so the vote looks like it was pretty close, right, by what I said, but if they didn't want the union, if somebody didn't want the union, it's going in the opposite direction. All right, to me, this, in the world of just the facts, this is a pretty interesting fact. You know, I like all these weird things about numbers and people packing things and what goes into it. And I read an interesting thing on The Hustle about the post-consumer brands workers, that they pack up 44 million pounds of Fruity Pebbles cereal every year. Have you ever had Fruity Pebbles? You know, if you eat at some of these hotel chains where they, where they have the little cartons of cereal, you always see Fruity Pebbles, or at least I have in my travels. And occasionally I've had them. It's been a long time, but actually they're probably pretty good. I'm sure it's all sugar. But anyway, it seems like a lot of people really like Fruity Pebbles. And so that's, you know, what the deal is. They pack them up and they unwrap them, apparently. And the way they're made is pretty interesting. I was looking at a little video of that. I don't know. Maybe I sometimes don't want to know how things are made, so I'm not going to ruin it for you. But just know that the number is, and it is just a fact, they pack up, because they measure it, 44 million pounds of Fruity Pebbles every year. I think that's pretty cool. I'm just saying. You might not agree with me, but I think it's pretty neat. All right. When it comes to salaries and CEO salaries that are made public, yada yada. Okay, so they lead the company, and there's different thoughts. If a company's mega successful and the CEO made a difference, should they be compensated for it? Well, I'm a capitalist. I think there's too much disparity between the top of the pyramid and the other people at the base of the pyramid, I'll call it, and I wouldn't run a company that way. But often it is what the product's doing. It is how much money is being moved. It is what's happening with shareholders if it's a public company. So here we are back to Amazon again. Amazon CEO Andy Jassy, his total compensation package was released, and with these Amazon workers, with the one union being, you know, formed, etc. How about this? He just got a pay package valued at, ready, drum roll, that's my weak drum roll, $212.7 million. That's what he got in 2021. That's pretty substantial, right, for an executive during his first year running a tech giant. All of his compensation, though, comes in the form of stock options. They vest over 10 years, and which I'm sure they will. The 2021 compensation is a six-fold increase in his pay from 2020, when he was the head of their cloud computing arm. So he became the CEO, remember, just last summer, replacing Jeff Bezos, who's the executive chair. And, you know, Bezos's pay is unchanged, which is $1.7 million. But it's his stock holdings. See, it's about the stock. And that's what the difference is. It's very interesting that disclosure came, though, the same day. Just the facts that workers at that Staten Island warehouse that I told you about made history by voting to form the first union in their 27-year history. So how about that? I mean, I think there are other Amazon entities where they're going to vote to try to do the same thing. Who knows if they'll pass, because I think the union will fail in some places, and maybe it'll be voted on in other places, thumbs up. All right, that's just the facts, as I know them to be true anyway.
Do you have those
those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You're in the man cave. Besides the national champion being crowned in men's basketball, NCAA style, crazy. I really thought Duke was going to do it and was going to get all the way there, but they were knocked out. So it was interesting to watch the final that we talked about a little bit earlier. There's some other things that happened, including Tiger Woods, who had just an incredible, apparently, practice round at the Masters. Because, you know, he was debating what he was going to do, and he was the center of attention at Monday's practice rounds. You know, this is the 15-time major champion who hasn't played, by the way, in a PGA Tour event in 17 months because he had that serious car accident with those injuries in February of 2021 where he almost had his right leg amputated. But he had a practice round with Justin Thomas and Fred Couples on Monday, and I guess he has kind of a very slight limp, but they barely noticed it, and they played the first nine holes in 2.5 hours, and I guess he played really, really well. And he said, I hope everything keeps going Tuesday and Wednesday, and Couples is good friends with Tiger Woods, one of his closest friends, and he believes Woods is going to play when the Masters begins on Thursday. So Woods hit 5 out of 7 fairways, 5 of 9 greens. He wasn't concerned about making putts. He was just reading lines from different areas of the greens. So I'm going to go with Freddie Couples since he knows him so well, and I think that's interesting because he's a comeback story now. So can he be a contender? Of course. But just even playing, he's going to be a very, 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 very big conversation around the Masters and outside of the Masters, because that's what happens when Tiger Woods is involved. We go to what's happening in the NFL. It's interesting because you have the Philadelphia Eagles and the New Orleans Saints shaking up the first round of the 2022 draft with a big trade. The Saints doubled up on first-round picks in this year's draft. The Eagles pushed one of their first three rounders back into 2023 as a result of this big trade on Monday. In the trade, check this out, Who Dat Nation, I know you're listening, the Saints got two 2022 first-round picks, 16 and 19, a 2022 sixth-round pick, 194. The Eagles get a 2022 first-round pick, a 2023 first-round pick, a 2024 second-round pick, plus, oh, I'm exhausted, a 2022 third-round pick and a seventh-round selection. Can I say that fast? No, forget it. I can't say that fast. Anyway, it's interesting because you look at, you know, who got the better side of this? It helps, I think, New Orleans adding talent without having to use salary cap space and free agency, because the Saints have pretty much made it clear they don't plan to rebuild under their new coach, Dennis Allen. So they're showing more a willingness to spend big in making a move for quarterback, right? However, the Saints have mostly shown restraint with free agent signings. They, after starting off the offseason with $75 million over the cap. So where this all ends up, I mean, you know, who knows? The Saints have signed two veteran free agent quarterbacks, Jameis Winston and Andy Dalton. And who knows? I mean, these are guys that once were Warriors, I think, and sometimes with a change of pace, something could come of that, right? So we'll see. It's interesting to me, the flexibility with these draft picks, and it's too hard to really know where they'll all go. You know, is it going to be, until it happens, until you see what happens in the drafts and where they go, it's hard to really predict, was this good, was this right? I mean, you know, what does it mean? And the answer is we don't know. We don't know until that happens. And then years down the road, we can debate what worked and what didn't work. That's what I got for you here in the man cave. And we know trades that have been bust. I mean, look, even how often do we talk about Tom Brady? He wasn't, in the first, second, third, fourth, you get it, any top draft choice, and then look what Tom Brady turned out to be for the Patriots, and then obviously for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as well. All right, a couple of quick things from the NBA. We go off court. How about Durant? He says his knee injury derailed the Nets' season. He's a star, of course, for the Brooklyn Nets, and he believes his team really went off the rails when he hurt his MCL in his left knee in mid-January. He said, I'm not looking at it like we're a good basketball team. It's like there wasn't a lot of continuous movement among the players with me and Kyrie Irving out of the lineup. And when we're all on the floor together, I like what we got. And he's right. When you take two key superstars and pull them out of any of those rotations, of course, it's going to make a huge difference. Plus, the Nets traded James Harden and Paul Millsap to the Sixers just before the trade deadline for Ben Simmons, Seth Curry, Andre Drummond, and two future first-round picks. And we'll see where all that ends up, right? But injuries, nobody likes to talk about it and use it as an excuse. Injuries make a huge, huge difference. You cannot criticize the officials, at least, and not get fined for it. So the NBA on Monday fined Cavaliers coach J.B. Bickerstaff $15,000. He was pretty critical of the way they officiated the game on Sunday night in the home loss to the 76ers. He says, that game was taken from us. We deserve to win it. He was upset with what he thought was a major discrepancy in fouls. Cleveland was called for 28 to Philly's 19. It was a physical game, kind of playoff level-ish. And the Sixers, Joel Embiid, made 21 trips to the free throw line in a 44-point performance in the end of this. You know, there's always arguments about this. There's always arguments about letting superstars get away with little ticky-tacky fouls and keeping them out. So, bottom line is he's got to pay the price because he expressed his feelings, but his feelings were not happily shared in the front office, let's just say that. And so they protect the officiating crew, which they should, right? Unless, even if it's egregious, it doesn't matter because that's what's going to happen. You're going to get the fine. All right, I got to say this because I just got back from Florida. You know, I've been broadcasting from Tampa, and I had a chance to see the Philadelphia Phillies, and for you Detroit, Michigan fans, for you Tiger fans, I got to see the Phillies beat the Tigers 8-7. It was in Clearwater. It was really fun to see a spring training game. And what a difference. I always tell everybody, if you have a chance to, if you're a baseball fan, go to spring training. There was just like over 5,000 people there. And you think of what a regular season game is like, and it's so fun, the atmosphere in the when you go to spring training. So I really, really enjoyed that. And now that's all winding down. We're here at the beginning of the season, which it wasn't looking good. It was looking like, is there really even going to be a season the way that it was going? But sure enough, there is an opening day start, and it's happening now. The camps are breaking up, and spring training is wrapping up. Albert Pujols is going to be in the lineup for the St. Louis Cardinals against the Pirates. It's his final big league season. He's been around forever. I remember covering him. He said this is an emotional return to Busch Stadium for him on Thursday. And the Cardinals manager, Marmol, announced Monday that Pujols, who signed a contract to come to the club where he became a star, will be the designated hitter for his 22nd consecutive opening day start. So that matches, just for some history's sake, the great Hank Aaron and Carl Yastrzemski for second most, only behind Pete Rose, who made 23 straight during his career. And Pujols said, now he's in the last day of spring training in Jupiter, Florida. He said, I don't want to set expectations because I like to be surprised, so I'm just going to enjoy it. I mean, that's pretty big. It's pretty big history to be able to make all those lineups. And as a designated hitter, how interesting does that become? He's always a fan favorite, and of course he's going to be a fan favorite. All of Major League Baseball is going to wear the number 42 on April 15th. Why would that be? Players, coaches, managers, Jackie Robinson, the iconic number 42. And there's going to be an added twist for this year's 75th anniversary. All 42s will be colored Dodger blue, regardless of the team's primary colors. So the Dodgers, of course, the organization for which Robinson carved out his career, will be at home against Cincinnati Reds on April 15. So that's 75 years since Robinson broke the color barrier in his debut with the Brooklyn Dodgers. I think that's cool that they're doing that. And it's interesting, too, because there's all kinds of tributes. And his widow, Rachel, turns 100, isn't this wild, on that day. On July, his widow turns 100 on July 19th. On that day, the Dodgers are going to have just all kinds of tributes for Jackie Robinson. But I like the twist of everybody wearing that Dodger blue 42, no matter whatever their colors are for the team. All right, thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Remember to make it count, everybody.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.